can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us again today. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and I'm so pleased to be speaking to you today. You know, yesterday we started on a series of healing from our healing school, which we do every Thursday morning at our church. And God started explaining to us and to Moses especially. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. And Jehovah means the self-existent one. And he heard these words, I am Jehovah Rapha. That means I'm the self-existent one, your healer. He heals any kind of disease. He can heal anything. And that's what Moses heard the first time God told him that. Let's join the healing school teaching right now.
Father, we come before you and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We lift up Jesus and his precious, powerful, mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here with us to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that you are the healer and you are not the one bringing the disasters. You are the one removing them out of each of our lives. We thank you we can rely totally and completely upon you and know that you'll never turn your back upon us, against us. You'll never put your hand out and say that's close enough. You will never do anything like that. No matter how we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, you will always have open, willing, loving arms to welcome us and to bless us wherever we can be blessed. And we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Amen. I am the one. I created you. I'm self-existent creator. I am Jehovah, your healer. Amen. Can this healer who created absolutely everything heal anything?
Everything.
Yes. He can heal any and everything. Amen. But not only can he already has.
Already has.
See, we got to get into that attitude of it's already been done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then think about who he is when he said to Moses, the same person he told, I'm Jehovah Rapha, the same guy, he said, what am I going to tell them when they say, who sent you? He said, tell them, I am.
That's right.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
I am that I am. I mean, how kind of a crazy name is that? If you came to me and said to me, you wanted me to go and get the keys from Laura, who shall I say sent me? And I said, I am. You'd look at me like I'm nuts. Because that doesn't mean anything. I am.
Amen.
I know who you am. I don't need my license to prove who I am. Here I am. But he was saying, I am the all-existent one. I am everything that's ever going to be required and needed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So he says, I am. And he says, I am your healer, Jehovah Rapha. I'm telling you, he also is your supplier. He's also your redeemer. He's also your protector.
Amen.
He's also your provider. Okay, Psalm 103, let's go there. Let's go there, let's go there, let's go there. Psalm 103, and we're looking at verse 1.
Amen.
We all know the scriptures.
Yes.
We've read them many times.
Amen.
And remember, faith comes how?
Hearing the word.
By hearing, ongoing, continuously hearing the word.
Amen.
But not just any word, the word of God.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Faith comes by the word of God, by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Now, faith on its own is not going to help you one iota. Faith by itself is not going to help you. Because faith without work is what?
Dead.
Faith without work is dead. So I've got to put corresponding actions to my faith that I'm sitting with.
Amen.
Everyone say corresponding actions.
Corresponding actions.
So in other words, you've got to speak out of your mouth the same way you got saved. I believe, therefore I spoke. I believe Jesus lived and died. I speak it. I believe with my heart. I speak with my mouth. I get salvation.
Amen.
So you've got to put a corresponding action to with what you believe.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham, when God said to him, I'm changing your name, and he changed his name to the father of nations. Abram to Abraham, from father to father of nations. And Abraham called himself, he didn't have to, he called himself Abraham.
Right.
And every time he introduced himself with no children, he said, I'm the father of nations. And here he's 99.
That's right.
Because God changed his name when he was 99.
Yeah.
1 year later, they had the kid that year. And so he said, I am the father of nations. He put corresponding actions with what he believed.
Yeah.
Remember, he did not even consider Sarah's body dead and his body also now being dead, right?
Amen.
So he had corresponding actions by speaking, I'm the father of nations. I'm the father of nations. I'm the father of nations. So if you were sick, you would be saying, I'm healed by the stripes on his back. I'm healed by the stripes on his back. I'm healed. Corresponding actions, if you believe it. So faith on itself is not going to do any good until you release it. Say, release it.
Release it.
I'm telling you, that's where a lot of people are getting messed up. They're keeping the faith within themselves, but they're not releasing it.
Amen.
And it's dead faith sitting in all these fat cats. So he says here in verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
So bless him, spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Right? You bless him in spirit and in truth. You bless God daily. And then verse 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Forget not. In other words, don't forget all of the benefits and privileges and blessings
Amen.
That he has for us.
Amen.
Right? Do you see that?
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgives some of your iniquities.
All our iniquities.
Who forgives most of your iniquities, your sins. Who forgives the majority of your sins. There's one or two he doesn't forgive.
No.
He says, who forgives all? Everyone say all. Now, I did a 6-month study on the word all. I did a 6-month study on the word all. And you know what I came up with eventually?
All.
You know what all means?
Yes.
It means all.
All. That's it.
The sum of everything combined.
Yes.
Total.
All
is all.
That's
so
it.
He forgave all my iniquities.
Amen.
Remember those things you did in the dark, in the backstairs room, upstairs in the dark with no one watching? He forgave that.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even confessed it. He's forgiven it.
Hmm?
Thank God, yeah. Remember that time you told those lies? Remember? Remember the time you cheated?
Yeah.
Remember the time you stole?
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember them days?
Yeah.
Come on, don't look here like you're all supernatural, spiritual. You remember that?
Amen.
Remember the pride that you were steeped in?
Yeah.
Miss know-it-all, Mr. Know-it-all, bigger deal than anybody else. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Some of us still battling with that stuff.
That's right.
Come on.
Why's everybody looking at me?
Remember speaking one thing out of your mouth and doing another?
Yeah.
He forgave all.
Oh,
every single, every single sin. Every iniquity. Every lie, every theft, every devious plot, every plan, every bit of fear, because fear is sin.
Amen.
Every bit of doubt is sin.
Amen. Amen.
Every lie you ever told, every cent you ever stole.
Amen.
Well, I never stole money, no, but you withheld it from the IRS, every cent you stole.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
I mean, we got to be upright Christians, right? He forgave them all.
Oh.
Every single one. How many of you agree with that?
Amen.
Because if there's a sin he hasn't forgiven you, for you cannot make it into heaven.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And he has to come back and go through the stabbing in his feet and hands and side again in order to rectify that one problem. He forgot the sin.
Nope.
So every sin
one time
he forgave them. Every single sin. Every single sin. Is there one sin that he never forgave?
No.
I don't know.
Well,
I was taught that there was one sin.
The unpardonable sin.
The unpardonable.
Okay, now, were you Catholic?
No.
Okay, I was Catholic. I was brought up, it's a mortal sin. If you broke any of the Ten Commandments, that was a mortal sin.
That's right.
And so I had mortal sins nonstop. I thought I was doomed. I was doomed.
Yeah,
one unpardonable sin that when they came to Jesus, and they said to Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, because he was casting out demons.
That's right.
He was casting out demons.
Amen.
And they were so jealous. They couldn't handle it because they couldn't do it. And he was casting out demons, and they said to him, you're casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub, which is the devil.
That's right.
You're using the devil's power to cast out demons. But we know in Acts 10:38 the Holy Ghost was the power he was using. And God said these words, Jesus said these words. Anybody who says that about the Holy Spirit, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that is an unpardonable sin.
Amen.
Now, I want to put you all at rest, put your minds at rest, because some of you have cussed him out. I know you have.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Some of you have said some things that you're not proud of right now. He's forgiven those.
Amen.
And if you had committed the unpardonable sin, you wouldn't be able to even be sitting here.
Amen.
The unpardonable sin would be somebody who knows God, who's met God, who's familiar with God, who's done things for God, who's seen miracle signs and wonders in God, and then start telling people, God is a lie, it's the devil doing it, completely turn what God is doing to the enemy. That's why he says, woe to those.
That's right.
Woe to those who call evil good.
That's right.
And good evil.
Good evil.
Woe to those.
Amen.
So you haven't committed the unpardonable sin because you couldn't sit here.
That's it.
You'd never be able to sit here. You couldn't be sitting here. That's the unpardonable sin. So it's somebody who knows better and who's pushing this.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So does that clear that up for you?
Yes.
Okay, so now watch here. So he forgives most of your sins?
No.
No, okay, we established he forgave all of your sins.
Yes.
Everyone put their hands up and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right? Isn't that the truth?
That's right.
Thank you big time, Jesus.
That's right. Makes
right?
Better.
Amen.
Amen.
But now watch what he says. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals most of your diseases. Who heals some of your diseases. Who heals some sicknesses and leaves others. Who leaves some to train you and teach you. Now all of us can believe that every one of our sins is gone, right? He's completely 100% forgiven every sin in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sin, if I sin right now, Father, forgive me, blood cleanse me, right? Now, I don't want to make a doctrine out of this, but I will tell you this. He says, what is not of faith is sin. So fear is sin, doubt is sin, anger is sin.
Come on, amen.
Not righteous anger, just normal anger.
That's right.
Unforgiveness is sin.
Amen.
Now, many Christians are going to die with certain fears in their life. Isn't that true?
That's true.
Yes.
People are going to die and they're feared.
Yes.
They're not believing him for healing.
That's right.
It's not a faith. That's sin.
That's right.
So it's not sin that's not going to get you into heaven.
That's right.
Because the sin's been accounted for.
That's right.
It's not receiving Jesus that keeps you out of heaven.
That's right.
You understand?
Yes.
Now this, if you go out thinking, well, I can just sin, then God's going to sort you out and show you you're wrong.
Oh,
you understand? Because if he takes his hands off you and lets the devil at you, you're going to come running back. So it's not the sin, because if sin is what got me into hell, then all of us here are going to hell. Because all of us have got issues in our lives.
Yes,
I've got certain things I'm dealing with, some impatience in my life.
Amen.
It's not of faith.
Come on. Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Some of you get angry enough to say some words you used to say when you were still on the sailboat and sailing as a sailor.
That hurt.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You get them words.
Amen.
So that's sin.
I back off.
So is that going to get you now? No. God's taking care of the sin problem, and when you do make a mistake and sin again, you just put it under the blood. I do all the time.
Amen.
And repent. And I repent for omitted sins and committed sins.
Amen.
Sins of omission and sins of commission.
Amen.
Sins that I should have done something and I didn't. And sins that I shouldn't have done something and I did.
Amen.
I just, and unknown sins. Lord, forgive me.
That's right.
What's a big deal?
Yes.
People, you're going to do it. No, I do it the way God says.
That's right. Amen.
All right?
He says,
1 John 1:9. So he says he forgives all your sins and he heals you of all every one of your diseases.
Amen.
Every single disease he has taken care of.
Amen.
He has provided the healing.
That's right.
For every single disease that ever was, is, and will be. Because when you look in Deuteronomy 28 and you read the curse, all the things attached to the curse, he mentions all the sicknesses, and then at the end, in I think verse 61, 2 or 65, he says, and every sickness that's not even in this book.
That's right.
Amen.
So sicknesses that weren't even thought of when Jesus was on the earth, he's taken care of it all.
To
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. In our